Proclamation number 5866 of 1st of February, 1954. Light sparks. Consider yourselves as sparks of light which detached themselves from me, which nevertheless remained light, only diminished in the luminosity, but which can never go out completely but always receive new nourishment from me so that even the smallest spark of light can flare up again and in spreading its fire can unite with just such sparks and thus also unite with me myself, as the source of light, again and shine in brightest luminosity. You are all sparks of light which originated from me and were therefore sprayed and sent out so that they should embrace each other in order to increase the luminosity. Or also, my unlimited fire of love, which is strength in itself, gave rise to beings which were likewise love and should now work in the strength of love, which signifies a constant increase of strength of love, an expansion of the flame of love which enabled inconceivable activity. Love therefore emanated into infinity, and love was to create and work and therefore also fill everything with light. But love could not be determined. It was only effective as long as it moved in complete freedom in order to immediately decrease its effectiveness where it met resistance. And thus the diminishing of strength, the diminishing of light, can be explained in a world where love finds resistance, for although it is direct emanation from me, although it is something divine of immense strength and light effect, this effect diminishes light that of the tiniest, fading spark where the same love does not flow towards it, where a counterforce opposes it. A counterforce which, as an originally strong spark of light, also emanated from me, endlessly distanced itself from me, which did not want to remain in contact with the original strength and also rejected the ever-flowing influx of strength, which therefore resisted and thus cancelled the effectiveness of the strength of love and the fire of love until the resistance subsides. If you regard yourselves as sparks of light, then you'll also learn to regard yourselves as something divine which was destined to be supremely effective and only reduce the abundance of strength and light through your own resistance, because resistance signifies turning away from me. And it will be understandable to you that you can place yourselves in the state of abundance of light and strength at any time, if you strive towards your starting point again, if you constantly kindle the fire of love within yourselves, if thereby the flames of love within you converge with the fire of eternal love, if you relinquish all resistance, if you allow my light of love to ignite within yourselves and the tiny spark which you carry within yourselves as my share also ignites, if you allow eternal love to take effect on you without resistance so that you recognize yourselves as light which took its origin from me as the primordial light. Amen.